If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Stephanie is on the phone with us, and today she wants to call a guy that she met in what I like to refer to as the land of the zombie boyfriends. Talking a candle shop. Candle shops, craft stores, Target on a Sunday afternoon. You see nothing but just dead-eyed boyfriends following their girlfriends around, waiting for death's sweet release. It's one of the worst places you could ever possibly be.
Look at this, such an accurate description.
But this guy actually doesn't have a girlfriend. He was just shopping for a candle for his mom, and they struck up a conversation, and she ended up asking him out. They went out to dinner, had some decent conversations. She says at the end of the date, he seemed a little distant, gave her a hug, and then walked out of her life forever. She hasn't heard a word from him. Are you ready to give him a call, Stephanie?
Yeah, let's do it.
And you really want to go out with this guy again?
I do. You know, that I really felt like we had an instant connection, and I really couldn't tell you why he hasn't responded. It's very strange to me.
Okay.
You want to date this guy so that you can make him your boyfriend, and then you can drag him to the candle store.
And then he can buy candles for me.
Yeah, see?
He'll be dragging her.
Yeah.
Candle man.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial this phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait. What?
Have you heard of Brook and Jubal in the Morning? It's a radio morning show.
No.
Oh, cool. Well, that's who we are.
Hey. Okay.
Do you want to know why I'm calling you?
Yeah.
Sorry, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So you recently went out on a date with a girl named Stephanie. And Stephanie said she had a great time and then emailed us because you haven't been responding to her phone calls or text messages. So I said, hey, let's get on the phone and find out why he doesn't like you.
Oh, no.
Do you have a few minutes to talk to us about your date with Stephanie?
He's shocked.
I guess, but I'd rather not.
And you are an honest person, aren't you?
You can just give us a little bit of information. She's just really confused.
Yeah.
Can you just tell her that I made a mistake and I'm really sorry?
What kind of mistake did you make? You buy the wrong candle at the candle store? She told us about how you guys met.
Okay, I'll talk to you, but you have to promise to not use my name.
Whoa.
Okay, oh. I promise you we will beep out your name.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So what's the issue? Did you even like her?
Yeah, she was cool.
Okay. I like the pause before you said cool. It's like, she's, I think, okay.
Yeah, no.
No?
No. Oh, she was cool. This is my bad. This is my fault. It's not hers.
Well, that's good news.
Okay, so she didn't do anything wrong.
No. I did something wrong, and she's great.
Whoa, okay.
So what did you do wrong then?
I'm going to tell you, but it's going to sound really bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's going to sound bad, but it's not bad.
Whoa. Usually means it's bad.
Like, I didn't ask her out. Like,
right.
I ran into her later, and she asked me out.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's never happened to me with someone just, like, I've never had someone ask me out. So I don't know. But I have a girlfriend.
Oh, come on.
No.
You have a girlfriend, but you went on a date with her.
What? Yeah. She came to me at a candle shop, and she started talking to me, and that was weird. And
it's weird for a girl to talk to you?
Yeah, that never happens.
Oh, sweetheart.
I just panicked, and I told her I was there to get a candle for my mom.
So you lied because you liked the female attention you were getting from her.
That sounds right. I was there shopping for my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Oh, so the candle wasn't for your mom at all.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh,
okay, but why'd you agree to go on a date with her if you had a girlfriend?
I didn't. She didn't ask me out there. We ran into each other again, and then she asked me out, and I just, again, was so floored by it that I said yes.
Okay, but you couldn't have said, I'm sorry, thank you very much, but I have a girlfriend?
I suppose I could have said that.
But you didn't.
I did not.
And even after, like, there was plenty of opportunity for you to text later and said, I'm sorry, I was so flattered. I'm not single.
You know, I thought I might tell her, and then things just got busy, and I just didn't.
I don't know how many times that has happened to me. It's always a good excuse, too, when you tell your girlfriend, like, why were you out with another girl? Oh, man, she asked me out, and then things got busy, and I couldn't turn it down.
It was a really bad idea. I don't know why I did it, but we went out, and I could barely eat more than, like, 2 bites because I felt so guilty the whole time. It was just...
She did say that when you guys were out, you seemed a little distant. I'm assuming it's probably because you were thinking about what you were doing.
A little distant.
Yeah, I was thinking about my girlfriend.
And cheating on her?
I didn't cheat on her. We didn't do anything. It just... We just went out to dinner and... Nothing happened.
I think going on a Friday night date with somebody else is kind of considered cheating.
Is it?
It wasn't a Friday night. It was just...
I don't think it matters what day of the week it was on. You still went out. It could have been a Tuesday night. You still went out to dinner with somebody else.
What?
And why did you never come clean afterwards when she was texting you and wanted to see you again?
I was going to text her back.
But why didn't you?
Because I just figured... You know, I had a girlfriend, so just ghost out.
All right. Well, unfortunately, you can't completely cut her out of your life just yet because she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation right now.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Stephanie?
Are you serious right now? You're in a relationship. What were you thinking? I'm bored. I don't even know what to say.
It's my fault. It is not your fault. I'm so sorry.
I don't care. You went out to dinner with me. That's a date. You didn't even think about how it would make me feel?
Nope. I'm sorry.
He's honest.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't think about anything.
Yeah, no. Nope. I just said yes to the date and then went out and realized, oops, I made a mistake.
Boy, I wouldn't do that again. I am so sorry. You were great.
Wow.
You were cool.
You were cool. Somebody really should date you.
How dare you?
If I was single, man, you're great.
Is there any chance of you being single? How long have you been in your relationship that you're in?
3 years.
Oh, wow. Is this the first...
Wow, I feel sorry for her.
Is this the first time you've been out with another woman since you've been in your 3-year relationship?
This is the first time a woman's ever asked me out. So I said yes for some reason.
No idea why I said
yes. That's the answer you have to
say. I mean, I kind of feel you a little bit, but you still should have told her you have a girlfriend.
Do you, like, want out of your relationship and you're just trying to look for a way to end it?
No, and honestly, going out with her made me, like, realize how much I love my girlfriend, like, even more.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
You hear that, Stephanie? You helped save a relationship, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is there any signs that he had a girlfriend, like, at all?
No.
You should have known when he was in a candle shop right off the bat. You should have never talked to him.
You know, I guess I can't trust men anymore, ever.
No. Just dudes in candle shops. Can never trust them. I would love to ask you if we'll go on a second date with Stephanie. We'll pay for it.
No. A second date? Are you really? Really? No.
I'm
no,
asking
you.
Not you, Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie, you were great. If I was single... Holy man, I would so go out on a date with you, but still not, though.
Wow.
So no second date.
Are you going to tell your girlfriend about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Come on. You're a better liar than that.